Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 and I'm back again, my friend. It is June 18th, 10 p.m. My name is Peter Richardson, the owner and sole creator of Saving Our Athletes Successfully. Today I got Lon Barker, a.k.a. L. Boogie, from Muskogee, Oklahoma, Oklahoma Sooners alumni. Please tune in and let you know the great things he has in store.
You can be the best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest.
Let them hear from your mouth where you from and how
was everything, and, you know, in school or whatnot.
Man, yeah, yes, indeed. I'm definitely an Okie from Muskogee. It's in my blood. You know, the 918 is still in my heart. Although I'm all the way up here in the Windy City representing the Midwest, I still represent the Gee, like you said, Kimfo. Born and raised Oklahoma. So, but yeah, man, I appreciate you having me. Appreciate you having me on the show, man. I'm proud of you and what you're doing. You know how it is. We were growing up, came from Muskogee, Oklahoma. I guess we'll call it the heartland, in the middle of everywhere. But, you know, Texas is right under us, so we still home. And, man, you know, growing up in Muskogee, it was a challenge. But at the same time, man, God was so gracious enough. We didn't even realize that we didn't have a whole lot because we had each other. You know, we had family, we had friends, and we all supported each other, man. And I think that foundation is what really got us started. You know, when I think back on it all, we didn't have a whole lot. You know, we didn't come from a wealthy family. You know that. But at the same time, you know, we always supported each other. We was there for each other. You know, we had, you know, grandmothers, aunties, uncles, and everybody else that the family unit is what kept us strong. It's what kept us connected. And I think that's what was the strength and the thing that kept the bond together is what got us to where we are today. I really believe that deep in my heart. And so I'm proud to be where I'm from. You know, wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. And, you know, but, you know, as they say, despise not the day of humble beginnings, man.
Ooh-wee, yes, sir. Yes, sirree. Well, all right, man, that's what's up. So, tell us, so you went to OU, correct?
Yes, indeed, man. I went to OU on a wrestling scholarship in high school. I was afforded the opportunity to wrestle, which is a great opportunity for me. It's funny how I started wrestling because as a freshman in junior high, I didn't make the basketball team. So I was like, man, I got to do something. I can't just not do anything. All my friends made the basketball team, and I didn't make the cut. I didn't see my name on the list, so I'm like, oh, that's messed up. So after the basketball tryout, we went over to the wrestling room. We started playing around, and I realized, I can take these jokers. So I was like, man, let me go ahead and stick with this. And what turned out to be a hobby, man, actually was my ticket to college, you know. My mama didn't have money to send me to school. So, you know, that I worked hard, I prepared, I trained, did what I had to do. My senior year, I won the state wrestling championship. 1994, 135-pound state champion. And little did I know, in the stands at Gallagher Iba Arena at Stillwater and OSU, the wrestling coach was there, came up to me after it was over with. He said, man, look, we got a place for you here at OU. He said, we love to for OU to be your home. I said, man, you ain't saying nothing slicker to a can of oil. And, you know, we build relationships. I got a scholarship, went to OU. And, man, it was a blessing because that was my ticket to college. You know, I wrestled, and I got a chance to go to college. Didn't have to pay for nothing. Hmm. And, man, that was a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, man. Oh, you know, not very many people, you know, get to experience that, you know, that ultimate success, you know, as far as going to college and not having to pay for nothing. You know, there's a minority inside a minority that does that, you know, that actually has to – I mean, get the chance to go through that, and the high percentage of times is kids that, you know, they really came from low socioeconomic, you know, communities who's not really used to, you know, eating three meals a day, you know, or maybe being on time for class because their mama didn't have to go drop somebody off, you know, just little small things like that, and then when it is, it's like, ooh. You know, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, you know. And that's why I'm here today. You know, everything went all peaches and cream. I didn't always make the right decisions, but I always kept safe problems, kept my faith in God, and came out on top. So what I'm trying to say is, you know, sky's the limit to all you guys who's brought up just like Lonnie, you know, and kind of in a rough area, but always had a tight-knit family. And then growing showing up, you know, keep not quitting when he didn't make the basketball team, but also that just encouraged him to do something else and explore other options, you know, and then join the wrestling team, and then, you know, that was his ticket away to college. You know, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and break it down into two songs. I got my boy Neo and my boy Bree Bruno Mars talking about give me your sexy baby. Yeah, that is my jam. I will be back right after the break. Don't leave. Let's take a deep breath, listen to the jams, and I'll be right back.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done. It's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been. Let's go.
Yes, sir, man. It's definitely not easy, even though, you know, most may make it seem like it's easy, or, you know, it might seem like the glitz and glam and all that, you know, and the high social life, and then maybe sometimes people are valued by their professors, you know, so you kind of get it the whole nine, as you could say. But, okay, you know, what about professionally, man? Like, professionally, you know, after all that, you know, you found yourself and you knew you were highly favored, you know, like, professionally, man, like, what made you, what helped, like, and I'm asking you this from a standpoint, because, you know, I look up to you, you know what I mean, as well, like, I look up to you, and so, like, I'm not only am I asking for the audience, but I'm asking for myself, you know, how did you get over the hump, you know, and just get, you know, and just, you know, when they say similar satisfaction sets in, progress ends, so I'm not by any means am I saying that, you know, or thinking that you're satisfied, but, you know, but you're at a point in life, you know, to where you're able to help others. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, that point to where somebody's like, okay, I'm chilling now. I'm chilling, you know. So, like, what helped you get there?
What really helped me get to that point, straight up, is I really began to find people who were already at the place where I wanted to go. I surrounded myself with people who were smarter than me. I surrounded myself with people who were, had more money than I did, that were more successful than I was. You know how it is. You've been an athlete for a long time. You know, you want to train with the people who are stronger, the people who are faster. You want to train with the people who can challenge you to be better. And that's how it worked out for me. You know, I surrounded myself with people who were going in the direction that I wanted to be, or were already where I wanted to be. I didn't surround myself with people who weren't doing anything. I didn't surround myself with people who always told me that I couldn't make it, because those people, they were almost like a disease to me. It was, you know, because if I fed off those words, I knew I wasn't going to make it. So I was able to connect with people who were in the place of success that I wanted to be, or who were doing things like mentoring people, who were pouring back into the lives of other people. I surrounded myself with them, and I submitted myself to that leadership, and I tried to learn everything I possibly could. And then when I began to get wiser and stronger, I reached back and I poured into other people. It's almost like it's almost like paying it forward. You can never achieve any level of success if you hoard it all to yourself, if you're selfish. You'll never be successful. I don't care who you are. I don't care how rich you get. If you don't give to nobody else, you'll become poor in a matter of time. And that's what happened to me. I really began to pour into other people, and God began to open more doors. He began to take me places I never dreamed I would be. And so it wasn't until I surrounded myself with people who were already doing it and just said, hey, I'm humble. I just want to come learn. Will you teach me? And so fortunately, they were able to take me under their wing, and then I did the same thing. I took others under my wing and was never stingy with information, with resources, with anything. Just said, hey, you know what? These are the mistakes I made. Don't make these mistakes. And so when you do that, God will open up doors for you and allow you to be successful, because he realizes that you understand that it's not all about you.
That last words right there, it's not all about you. Man, you know, that's what a lot of people struggle with. And then, you know, and I say a lot of people, and I'm not even excluding myself. You see what I'm saying? But, okay, man, that was a tremendous story, man. I'm still astounded right now, as you can tell. Just you can hear it in my voice. But, man, you have an important weekend coming up.
Yes, we have an important weekend, brother. Man, I'm honored that you're going to be a part of it, man. I tell y'all what, every listener that can hear the sound of my voice, make your way to Muskogee, Oklahoma this weekend, this Saturday, June 22nd. All roads lead to Muskogee, Oklahoma. Yours truly will be there, and I'll be able to be there with my main man, Pete Richardson, the host of the show, Mr. Soar Incorporated. He will be there. I'm grateful to have him. We're going to have a great time with the young people. We got some people that are coming in. We're going to just give back to our community where we came from. And so if you are in town, stop by the Muskogee Civic Center. It's a free event. 2 p.m. doors open, and we are going to have a wonderful time. I guarantee it, especially since Pete going to be there.
Yeah, man. I'm so ready to come back, you know, and do something positive for the community. Cause, you know, like I told you before, man, it's like I used to be on the outside looking in, and last time I was there at Rotary Park, you know, that two story house. That's where, and when you talk about Titan family, I already knew that's where you was rebuking back to, man. It's like, cause I remember, man, we all used to stay in that house, and I used to look up to all y'all, Ron, Don, you know, even kids, everybody that was up in there, you know, shout out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, I just can't wait to get back and, you know, get up there and kind of give my testimony. I know a lot of people thought I might have grew up one way or grew up this way. You know, I'm gonna set the record straight. But the thing is, my most powerful topic, I guess I can give somebody a sneak peek, is called sudden change. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No matter what's going on, you know, because I remember when I used to. We used to run sprints here at Tech. You know, our sprints coach would be like, sometimes we think we're done, but he'll say sudden change. You know, it's like, say, for instance, we called an interception or got a fumble or something. You know, you got to suddenly go the other way. But since you got something, you know what I'm saying, in your hand, or it could be like a prized possession, or it could be a negative that you think, well, there's no negatives because everything that happens, you can always turn it into a positive, you know. So, but something might happen suddenly, so that means you got to change. Maybe your sense of direction or the way you act, you know what I'm saying? So sudden change, that's what my speech is going projectively. It's like, I'm going to hit a few points, but it's all going to be back to sudden change, no matter what's going on, you know what I'm saying? Anyways, Lonnie, man, you know, I can keep going all day. I mean, that stuff just goes through my veins, man. It just keeps me high and warm, man. But
yes, sir.
I want to say, man, it's all well. Appreciate it, man. Thank you for coming on to my show. Man, I know you're busy, man. I know you got a family, you know, to tend to. I know it's getting late, man. So I want to say thank you. Is there any last words that you want to give to the guests or any advice that you would tell maybe that 17-year-old or 18-year-old about to go to college, you know, or
yes.
that same freshman about to graduate high school and then go to college? You know what I mean? What would you tell them or that 23-year-old about to graduate college?
My main advice would be this, simple and plain. It's not all about you. Just when you're at the point of giving up, it's somebody else looking up to you that's saying, man, I want to be just like that. Or somebody looking back at you saying, I knew they wouldn't make it. So you got to understand that there's so many people depending on you. Either you got some people counting on you to make it, or you got the haters waiting on you to fail. It's up to you to determine who's going to be the winner.
And it don't get no realer than that. It do not get no realer than that. Man, those are powerful words. But all right, Lonnie, man, I want to say thank you and say goodbye to your family, to your kids for me, and you guys have a wonderful night. Thank you for blessing me with my show, man. I'm tremendously honored, as you can tell, man. I just keep stuttering on my words, man, because I'm still kind of pretty astounded, you know, that I got somebody that I looked up to, you know, for a significant amount of years to be on my show, man. So I want to thank you once again. But, well, all right,
man.
I
appreciate you, man.
Yeah, man, appreciate that. Well, I'm a blessed.
All right, brother. Well, you have a good night, man.
All right, man. You too. Hey, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. Peace.
All right, cool. All right, man. As you can tell, that was my kinfolk, Lonnie Barker. Thank you. Thank you, guys, for tuning into my show, man. It's such a blessing, you know, just to have him on my show and then just to be able to wake up in the morning, you know, and express myself on how I feel. So that being said, I got a guest for you next week that started off as an athlete and became an entrepreneur and opened up a place that's called Ooh La Lattes. Mr. Joe Garcia himself. So that's if I catch up with him. Man, he's such a busy man, but I'm going to catch up with him, and we're going to get it done. I'm going to let you guys know how to open up a business right out of college, you know, how to build a partnership. And almost it looks like it's going to be a chain around here in Lubbock, Texas. But before I let you go, I want to leave you with my theme song. I came to win.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to fight, to prosper, to rise.
Later, my friend. Everybody have a blessed night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite.